Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Community meeting planned on nuclear waste proposal in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Local residents will have an opportunity to weigh in on whether nuclear waste storage is right for Gillette. A public meeting is scheduled for today, Thursday, August 21st at 6 p.m. at the Wyoming Room at the Campbell County Library. The event, sponsored by MAGA Moments, will focus on potential impacts and concerns tied to storing nuclear waste in the area. Organizers say the meeting is meant to provide a space for community members to share their views and ask questions. The event will include some words from Councilman Jack Clary, Representative Chris Knapp, Commissioner Jerry Means, and School Board Member Mary Bruner, as well as an hour of Q&A. The event flyer states, "Let your voice be heard," encouraging residents to participate in the discussion. Wyoming Highway Patrol backs state crackdown on non-English proficient truck drivers. The Wyoming Highway Patrol threw its support Tuesday behind a state law targeting commercial truck drivers who can't speak English. Cowboy State Daily reported currently only highway inspectors can enforce federal English proficiency rules, but the legislature's Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Committee directed staff to draft a bill that would let all Wyoming law enforcement officers enforce those rules and add state penalties for violators who continue driving after being pulled from the road. Patrol leaders pointed to a deadly Florida crash last week involving a driver who failed an English test, saying unqualified drivers are a growing safety hazard. Colonel Tim Cameron told lawmakers a state law would aid traffic safety, public safety, and our interstates considerably. The Wyoming Trucking Association and towing groups also backed the proposal, and one independent trucker testified that insurance costs are rising because of the problem. At a hearing earlier this week in Casper, no one spoke against the idea, though lawmakers stressed they want broad public input before their next meeting in October. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.